Before plays make it to a full production in a theater, they're often performed as a staged reading in front of an audience. Tonight, the Purple Rose Theater Company in Chelsea is hosting a staged reading here in Lansing at the Riverwalk Theater. The play is called The Fisherman's Wife. It's a fairy tale story for adults written by Timothy Mason. Tim Mason joins us on the phone right now from Los Angeles. Tim, welcome.
Good morning.
And with us in the studio, Purple Rose Theater Company's artistic director, Guy Sanville. Guy, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you.
Tim, you've described The Fisherman's Wife as a fairy tale for adults. Tell us more about it.
Well, the story involves a young man whose young wife dies, leaving him alone with their toddler. The young man's heartbroken, leaving his little boy with a babysitter. He goes fishing and catches a rainbow trout who turns into a beautiful young woman. Hmm. The two of them fall in love and marry and raise the little boy to manhood. And 30 years on, the woman says, it's time for me to go back to the river. And that's when the play begins. So it is a fairy tale, or is it? It's maybe a metaphor, a way of looking at life together and relationships and choices we make. It's also lighthearted and fun.
Was there a particular inspiration for this story? Where'd this idea come from?
Well, I wonder. I'm not sure. I did turn 65 this year, and perhaps my thoughts grew a little elegiac. But I came from a family of fishermen. I loathe fishing. It's so boring. But my beloved dad loved it, and my beloved oldest brother loved it. So I know the vibe and the passion that people have for fishing. And I love fairy tales. I think they're a powerful way of looking at the world, and that's a way that people have devised. So which is miraculous, I guess? A fish turning into a woman, or people who are faced with almost impossible burdens and choose to bear them together? That too may be miraculous.
Guy, you and Tim have been acquainted for a while. How did you find out about this play?
Tim and I are Facebook friends. Tim goes back to the Circle Repertory Company. He was one of their writers. That's a home of Lanford Wilson. And if it hadn't been for the Circle Rep, there might not even be a Purple Rose. I'd like to say the Purple Rose was born the way that the day that Jeff started there as a 22-year-old apprentice.
Jeff Daniels.
Yes, yeah. But I'm familiar with Tim's work. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good to talk to
Thanks
you, Guy.
For doing this. He asked me if he could send that play, and he did, and we read it right away, and I immediately fell in love with it. It's just a beautiful story. I like fairy tales. It's a mythic in playwriting. The state of playwriting right now is in the 30 years or so I've been doing this is kind of at an all-time low. As a theater guy, it kills me to say it, but some of the best writing is in cable television now. And to find a play like this that is something I understand, a man, a woman, and a problem, it's mythic and timeless. It's a beautiful play. I think it'll be a great play 50 years from now.
We're speaking with Guy. That's quite a compliment, Tim.
That's very nice.
We're speaking with Guy Sanville, artistic director at the Purple Rose Theater Company in Chelsea, and playwright Timothy Mason, who wrote the play The Fisherman's Wife. The Purple Rose is doing a staged reading of the play tonight at the Riverwalk Theater in Lansing. Tim, one of your achievements is writing the book and lyrics for the Broadway musical How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How did that experience... Well, what was it like tackling such an established story as that?
Well, Dr. Seuss is a giant. We all know him and love him and grew up with him, and you pretty much can't touch his work. So my goal was to make myself as invisible as possible and to make it as Seussian as I could. I did have the good fortune in 1980 to actually work with Theodore Geisel, Ted Geisel, who is Dr. Seuss, writing the first Seuss musical,
no
500
kidding.
Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins.
How interesting.
He was very, very supportive of me, and he loved the show, and his wife loved the show. And so some years after he passed away, his wife gave the rights to the Grinch musical. And
what kind of man was he?
He was elegant, tall, and austere looking, but with a very warm twinkle. And he would just put his arm around my shoulder, steer me away from the cocktail party, and sit me down in a stairwell and talk to me about the life I was about to lead in New York City. I was about to move to New York to be a playwright.
How extraordinary. Wow.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever told you this story, though, about Circle Rep. How I came to Circle Rep, I was walking as a young man on the streets of the Greenwich Village. I saw a theater that said a play called Minnesota Moon. Well, I grew up in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And I went in that night and saw Jeff Daniels starring in a one-act play called Minnesota Moon. And I said, okay, this is the theater company for me.
And you two met there. Was it through that you met?
Did we meet at Lanford Wilson's house?
We did.
Yes. He used to do a playwrights retreat there in December, and I went several times, and that's where Timothy and I met. That was extraordinary. We'd sit around for 48 hours and just read plays nonstop and talk about them, new plays, and then we'd cook and eat at Lanford's place. It was
incredible.
This is what I love about our program. Our guests, unexpectedly, are talking about how they met at Lanford Wilson's house. I mean, about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Guy, as a director, what do you learn from watching a staged reading of a play?
Well, plays are meant to be heard. And, you know, I get reminded of this every year. You read something and go, eh. And then you hear it and go, wow. And you read something and go, this is great. And you hear it and you know, not so much. But what we do is... you know, the audience are our partners in this process. They are the final element, and it's not so much of a stage reading as it is a concert reading. We have actors, you know, sitting on stools, and they stand when they enter a scene, and they sit down when they leave, and we read the stage directions. But we have really four really great actors reading, and Michelle Mountain, Tom Whalen, Asia Brandmeier, and David Bendina will be reading for us tonight. They're all really great professionals. And you know, and then we do what we call a talk back or a post-show discussion afterwards, and we learn a lot there. We learn a lot, you know, listening to the audience and watching the thing with them. But afterwards, we ask them questions, and you know, were you able to follow the story? When did you get bored or dropped out? What you know, whose play do you think it is? That kind of stuff, and we learn a lot about it. You really need to hear plays though to really make a to evaluate them properly.
Tim, as a playwright, what do you get out of a stage reading?
Well, I think probably the concert reading is one of my favorite forms, because you know, theater is very much a collaboration involving designers, directors, and actors and writers. But the concert reading, when there hasn't been much rehearsal and no designers involved, you get the naked play. There's an excitement, and sometimes a concert reading is the best experience I'll ever have of a play that I've written.
How interesting.
I wish I could be there tonight.
You won't be. Will this go to the Purple Rose, Guy? Do we know that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope so. We did a table reading, and we're very moved. And we have a great relationship with the Chelsea District Library in Chelsea, where we do concert readings quite regularly. And I wanted to get, we hope to have our 16-17 season chosen by the first of the year. So I called our friends at Riverwalk, who are just great. I'm a big fan of Riverwalk Theater up here. And I said, you know, could we do a reading up there? I'd like to hear the play with your audience. And they put it together at very short notice. And we'll see. It's on a very short list. For the 16-17 season.
What time is it tonight?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, Riverwalk Theater, The Fisherman's Wife. We've been talking with playwright Timothy Mason, who created The Fisherman's Wife, along with Guy Sandville, artistic director at the Purple Rose Theater Company in Lansing. Again, that's a concert reading, concert reading of The Fisherman's Wife tonight at Riverwalk Theater. Many thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark. Take care,
Tim.
Thanks
so much.